请我们一起来默祷。
Let's bow our head and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。
Now Jesus Christ, we begin our morning service.
我们唱诗195首。
Now let's sing number 195. To pray together, we ask God to guide our spiritual communication.
一起来祈祷。
那从牛当跟 pray。
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
愿大家平安。
May peace be with you.
我们请来看出埃及记第三章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter
3. 出埃及记第三章的第六节。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 6.
这里是神对摩西讲的话。
This is the word spoken to Moses from God.
又说我是你父亲的神，亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God.
神向摩西自我介绍。
And God introduced himself to Moses.
说我是亚伯拉的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
Saying that I'm the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
这个代表这三代的人跟神都有很好的个人的关系。
This shows that these three generation, these people mentioned here, they have a very good individual relationship with God.
所以虽然他们死了很久，但是神还纪念这个关系。
Even though they have been dead for a while, but still God remembered that relationship.
所以我们常常觉得我们做一个人啊，很希望得到别人的纪念。
Often, we as a human being, we want to be remembered by the other people.
但是我们常常觉得很失望。
But most of the time, we are very disappointed.
因为我们也很容易忘记别人。
For we ourselves also forget about others.
但是当我们能够蒙神纪念。
But if we can be remembered by God,
神的纪念是永远的。
The remembrance of God will be forever.
这个才是真的我们要追求的目标。
That should be truly the goal we pursue.
那这也告诉我们这三代人这个信仰的承传做得非常好。
This also tells us that the passing of faith in these three generations, they have done so very well.
亚伯兰把他的神传给他的下一代。
Abraham gave his God to his next generation.
以撒把他的神传给他的下一代。
Isaac gave his God to his next generation.
然后雅各把他的神传给下一代。
And Jacob also gave his God to his next generation.
下一代就是约瑟这一代。
And which is the generation of Joseph.
所以这个神经历过四代。
Therefore, God here spans four generations.
我们今天在教会里面，如果你可以看到三代的信仰继续传下去，一个都不流失，这是神迹。
And if we can witness in our church today that passing three generations, that the faith in that family continues without anyone lost, that is a miracle.
有时候第一代非常好。
Sometimes the first generation, they are very good.
到第二代就一部分迷失。
To the second generation, parts of the family will be lost.
到第三代一半流失。
To the third generation, half of the family will be lost.
到第四代大部分流失。
And fourth generation, most of them will be lost.
所以我们值得来思想这个世代他们的生活是怎么样的过。
Therefore, we need to think about how these four generations live their life.
如果我们仔细看这个世代的生活。
If we were to examine their lives of these four generations,
你发现他们的生活有一个共同的特色。
We discover there is this common point in their life,
就是不太稳定，漂泊。
That is, they're not very stable. They are always wandering.
但是在漂泊的生活当中，他们似乎抓到一个很稳定、不会改变的那个神。
However, in their wandering life, it seems that they have this very stable and steadfastness, which is that they have held on to God.
虽然漂泊，但是没有迷失。
Even though they are floating about, but they are not lost.
这个是非常不简单的。
That is not something that's easy to accomplish.
所以我们就要从他的生活里面去分析，然后找出到底他们的生活有什么原则。
Therefore, we need to examine or analyze their lives to see what kind of principles they have.
这个就是我们今天要效法的。
And those are the things that we need to learn from today.
我们住在美国，事实上也是漂泊。
Indeed, if we live here in the States, we are also wandering.
你想想看，美国如果房地产平均统计，六年跟七年，房子要卖一次。
And according to the statistics, people in the United States will trade houses or sell their house in an average of between 6 and 7 years.
因为这个跟工作有关系。
Because this has to do with their work.
当一个公司赚钱，他就一直雇人。
When a company earns money, it will continue to grow and hire people.
但是当一个公司一个部门开始亏钱。
But when a company, a department, already start to lose money.
它可以把整个部门都消掉。
It can sever or cut off the entire department.
然后马上，你看股票的价场就往上涨。
And then all of a sudden, we see that the company stock would elevate, would go up in price.
哦，所以在这个情况之下，人为着要有稳定的生活，人必须要搬家。
So because of these reasons, to have a stable life, people has to move.
所以好像我们就拼命为着应付生活的需要搬来搬去。
Therefore, according to the livelihood, our needs, we will move from place to place.
那有一些人就这样搬来搬去就迷失了。
And some people, as they move from place to place, they gotten lost.
好像人生最重要就是要有稳定的收入。
And it seems that the most important of life in life is to have a stable income.
好像没有其他的原则。
That there is no other principles.
就迷失了。
And then they will become lost.
所以每一年啊，我们这个教会的电话簿在年底要更新的时候，有时候我们当传道那一页都画得烂掉了。
Sometimes as we try to update our members' directory, we as pastors, when we try to update our own, we would write so much that the page becomes so old.
有的不是电话改，就是住址改，有的两个都改。
And some of them would change phone numbers or address or both.
那像我们说出来，我们服侍神。
And as we have offered ourselves to serve the Lord,
如果一个人从三十岁一直做到六十岁，
if a person serves the Lord from the age of 30 to age of 65,
根据美国总会的规则，大概他至少要搬家七次。
And according to the regulation of the USGA, that pastor has to move at least 7 times.
哦，所以搬来搬去。
And so we move from place to place.
那有时候我们常常在想。
So this is something we think about often.
哦，好像搬家是很不方便的事情。
It seems as to move around is something that's very inconvenient.
但是，哦，再仔细再想。
But then we think further.
哦，一个人生活稳定，不要搬家，好像是好。
And it seems that for a person, if they have a very stable life, that they do not need to move, that is seemingly good.
但是。也是一种损失。
But that is also a kind of loss.
因为每一个新的环境都有新的体验、新的学习。
For every environment, there it is a new experience, and there are new lessons to be learned.
那这是一种成长。
This is a way to grow.
所以稳定的生活常常失去这一种学习跟体验。
So a stable life will often cause people to lose the experience and the growth.
因此，如果神要我们动，我们就要动。
Therefore, if God wants us to move, we have to move.
因为那个动就是表示神在新的环境，让我们有新的恩典、新的体验、新的学习。
Because when we move, God will allow us to have new experience, new learning, and new growth.
那在出埃及记第三章里面跟第四章里面，有特别谈到亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神是怎么样的一位神。
So in chapter 3 and chapter 4 of Exodus, it talks about what kind of God is the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob.
我看第五节，第三章第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
神说，不要近前来，要把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地是圣地。
Do not draw near this place, take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground.
摩西每一天从这里经过。
Moses passed through by that place every single day.
忽然，今天这里成为圣地。
All of a sudden, today, that is a holy ground.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为神在这里显现。
Because God appeared at that place.
神所同在的是圣的地方。
The place where God abides would be the holy ground.
所以亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所拜的神是圣洁的。
Therefore, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, He is a holy God.
这就是我们今天所拜的神。
And this is a God we worship today.
第二个。
And secondly,
我们看十五节。
That is verse 15.
神又对摩西说：“你要对以色列人这样说：主你祖宗的神，就是亚伯兰神、以撒的神、雅各的神，打发我到你们这里来，主。”我的名，主是我的名，直到永远，这也是我纪念的纪念，直到万代。这里神呢，再一次对摩西这样说。
And here God spoken to Moses once again.
这一次，神告诉摩西要叫他做什么。
God spoke to Moses, told him what to do.
第七节说， 我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我看见了。
Verse 7 says that I have seen the oppression of my people.
他所受督工所辖之的哀声，我听见了。
And I heard their cries because of their taskmasters.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我下来要救他们脱离埃及人的手。
I come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians.
所以这个亚伯兰的神、以撒的神、雅各的神是一个怜悯的神。
So the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob is a merciful God.
虽然他高高在上,
even though he is a God up on high,
但是我们的痛苦神看得见,
but our sufferings and pain our God could see.
我们的哀声神听得见,
our cries he could hear.
我们的苦难神愿意下来救我们,
and in our sufferings he is willing to come down and deliver us.
我们再看第四章,
let us turn to chapter 4.
第五节
，Verse five，
如此好叫他们信的主，他们祖宗的神，就是亚伯兰的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，是向你显现了。在这里啊，摩西第一节回答对神说啊，以色列百姓一定不会听我的话。
In chapter 4 verse 1, Moses said that the Israelites they will not listen to me.
因为他已经在旷野住四十年了。
Because he has been in the wilderness for 40 years.
谁认识他？
Who would know him?
你忽然间要去叫人听你，你凭什么？
All of a sudden, you're going to return and ask people to listen to you on what basis?
所以他说他们不会听我。
So he said that they will not listen to me.
那神怎么说？
So what did God said to him?
说你手里有什么？
What do you have in your hand?
他说有杖。
He said I have a rod.
那神说你把杖丢在地上。
And God told him to cast it onto the floor.
结果他就变蛇。
And he became a serpent.
然后神对摩西说，
Then God said to Moses,
你拿住他的尾巴，
and then take up from by his tail,
他就变为杖，
and he has become a rod again.
那这个经验要叫以色列百姓相信你们祖宗的神向你显现。
This experience or sign will allow the people to believe that the God of your father has appeared to you.
那这个经验是什么？
What is this experience?
这个经验就是使神的权柄。
This is the experience of God's authority.
能够让一个木杖，死的木杖变成一条蛇。
That he can cause a dead rod to become a live serpent.
所以亚伯兰神、以撒的神、雅各的神归起来就是三个重要的特点。
And therefore, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, if we conclude it, there's three main characters.
第一个，他是圣洁的。
The first is that the God is holy.
所以我们要圣洁。
Therefore, we have to be holy.
第二个，
Secondly,
他是怜悯的。
He is merciful.
所以我们可以向他呼求。
Therefore, we can cry out to him.
第三个，
Thirdly,
他是有权柄的。
He is a powerful and authoritative God.
所以我们要追求他的同在。
Therefore, we need to pursue for his abidance.
那如果这个三个都有了，
If we have these three things,
人生的漂泊就不是可怕的事情。
Then the wandering of life is not something that is fearful.
让我们现在看亚伯拉罕的漂泊。
Now, right to examine the life of Abraham.
到底他的人生有什么原则？
What kind of principles did he have in his life?
我们首先来看创世纪的十二章。
Let us first of all turn,
十一章。
turn to Genesis chapter 11.
创世纪的十一章。
Genesis chapter 11.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
他带着他的儿子亚伯兰和孙子哈兰的儿子罗德，并他的媳妇亚伯兰的妻子撒来，出了加勒底的乌尔，要往迦南地去。他们走在哈兰，就住在那里。这里讲亚伯兰第一次搬家。
This talks about the first move of Abraham.
是从乌尔出来。
That they have came out from the place of Ur.
那乌尔就是现在的伊拉克。
And Ur is in this current Iraq.
是一个古城。
It is an ancient city.
这是一个拜偶像的地方。
It is a place that they worship idols.
所以他们就搬家，就搬到哈兰。
So they moved to the place of Haran.
那哈兰就是现在的叙利亚。
And Haran, this is a place in Syria now.
其实他们真正最后的目的是要到迦南。
In fact, their ultimate destination is the land of Canaan.
啊，迦南就是现在的以色列地。
Canaan is the present-day Israel.
那为什么到了乌尔就停下来呢？
But why is it that they reach Ur and they stopped?
啊，因为哈兰应该也是不错。
Haran, so this Haran place probably is okay.
所以他就搬到那里，就觉得这也不错啊，就停下来了。
So they came to this Haran place and they feel that it's not bad that they stopped.
但是十二章啊，神就对亚伯兰说。
In chapter 12, God said to Abraham,
哦，说你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。
That get out of your country from your kindred and from your father's house to a land that I will show you.
那第三节的最后。
And the last part of verse 3.
地上的万族都要因你得福。
That the earth, the families of the earth shall be blessed because of you.
第四节。
Verse 4.
亚伯兰就照着神的吩咐去了。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年75岁。
Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and he was 75 years old.
所以这个亚伯兰啊，照神的吩咐，就从哈兰再搬家一次。
Therefore, according to the instruction of God, Abraham moved once again from Haran.
亚伯兰搬到哪里？
Where did he go?
亚伯兰就搬到了迦南地。
And he moved to the land of Canaan.
这个就是神所应许要给他的地方。
This is the land that God has promised to give him.
所以亚伯兰本来他满足于哈兰，这是次好的。
Even though at first place, he was satisfied in Haran, which is the second best.
但是神不要他满足于次好的。
But God did not want him to be satisfied with the second best.
神要叫他追求最好的。
God wants him to pursue the best.
所以神叫他搬家。
Therefore, God instructed him to move.
搬往那牛奶与蜜之地迦南地。
To move to the land of milk and honey, the land of Canaan.
那今天这个在告诉我们什么？
So what does this tell us today?
我们来到美国。
We had come to the United States.
第一个，大部分是求学。
First of all, we came because of the good educational system here.
60年代、70年代、80年代，大部分的移民都是留学生。
Majority of the immigrants who came in the time, in the period between 60, 70, and the 80s, they came because they want to pursue a higher education.
所以我们在求学有很清楚一个目标来努力。
Therefore, to pursue after the education, this is a very clear goal these people strive after.
那等得到学位以后,
and after they have received their degrees,
我们就找到工作。
These people found jobs.
工作也不错。
And they have good jobs.
那过了几年,
after several years,
我们大概什么都有了。
Perhaps we have possessed everything.
房子有了。
We have our houses.
车子有了。
We have our cars.
妻子有了。
We have a wife.
孩子有了。
We have children.
当然帽子学位也有了。
And of course, we have our degrees.
我们的生活就觉得很稳定。
And we felt that our life is quite stable.
我们觉得这就是美国梦的实现。
And we say that this is the fulfillment of the American dream.
那我们在公司里面几年。
After we stay in the company or for a while,
特别到了五十岁，
especially when we reach the age of 50,
大概你可以爬到哪里就是在那里。
Wherever we can climb up to, that is the position we will end up with.
所以我们一个人在世界上会到什么成就，到五十岁大概已经确定。
So for a person to, if he can accomplish anything in life, when he reached the age of 50, that is probably settled.
所以忽然间我们发现我们生活好像失去的目标。
And all of a sudden we discover that our life has lost its direction.
那有的人就是这样上班，然后下班就到处玩，吃喝玩乐，生活上就追求一些物质上的东西。
And so people go to work, they come back from work, and they pursue after physical enjoyments.
所以好像生活里面没有一个更高的目标。
So it seems that in life there is not a higher goal.
就停在那里。
So they become stagnant and then stay there.
不晓得要做什么。
And they don't know what to do.
所以有的人就对这个工作不满意。
Therefore, people become unsatisfactory about their job.
然后就去跳一个更有挑战性的工作，有更大的刺激，更大的成就。
They will try to find a more challenging, a more a different job.
那有的人就自己创业。
And some people they will try to start their own business.
那这个都是在表示我们到了一定程度之后，我们好像有什么要做，我们一直去追求。
That is to tell us that when you reach a certain level or stage of life, we want to pursue certain things and we are going after them.
那到底我们要追求什么?
So what are the things we need to go after?
我们知道人生的前半场, 我们注重成就。
We know that in the first half of our life, we care about our accomplishments.
但是到了五十岁,大概已经都有某一种成就。
But when we are at the age of 50, we have already have some sort of accomplishments.
那到人生的后半场,
and then the latter part of our life,
成就真的这么重要吗?
Would our accomplishments be so important?
三十岁人在比学历,
at the age of 30, we compare our degrees.
四十岁比成就,
at the age of 40, we compare accomplishments.
五十岁比什么?
Why do we compare to others when we're at the age of 50?
五十岁开始比病历。
We will begin to compare about our ailments.
因为你工作压力太大，身体开始出毛病了。
That since we have so much pressure at work, we begin to have physical or medical issues.
所以根据统计，美国是所有先进国家里面最不健康的一个国家。
So according to statistics, the United States is the most unhealthy country in all of the advanced cultures.
工作最长，压力最大，收入最多，假期最短。
And that they had the most income, the most edifying jobs, but they had the shortest amount of vacation.
所以难道我们活着就是为着这样过着一辈子吗?
So is it that we live our life like this for this very purpose?
所以进到人生的下半场开始会想意义。
When we enter into the latter part of life, we begin to think about meaning.
会开始想价值
，begin to think about value。
那当我们开始这样在想的时候
，and if we were to start to think about this，
我们就会开始转变我们追求的方向。
We will begin to change the direction of our pursuit。
不错，今世的成就，这是神的恩典。
It's true that the accomplishment of this life may be the grace of God。
但这是次好的。
But that is the second best。
神的恩典最好的是什么
？What is the best blessing or grace from God？
是迦南地。
It is the land of Canaan.
那是牛奶与蜜之地。
That is a land of milk and honey.
那一块是属灵的地。
That is a spiritual land.
不是地上的。
It does not belong to this world.
所以今天最好的是什么?
So today, what is the best?
最好的是属灵的。
The best would be what is spiritual.
因此当一个人达到某一个程度生活稳定之后，应该要在属灵上立下一个志向，好好努力去追求。
So when a person has accomplished a certain thing in their life, they had to make a determination to pursue goals, pursue spiritual goals.
有时候我在看一个人六十几岁还在公司里面上班加班日夜不停。
Sometimes I see people who, at the age of 60, they still go to work, they work overtime and they work so hard.
经济已经没有挂虑了。
In fact, in their life, they have no worries about finances at all.
子女已经长大了。
Their children, they're all grown up.
到底你这样做是为着什么?
So you work so hard, for what purpose?
到底有什么意义?
What kind of meaning lies in your life?
有什么价值?
What kind of value lies in your life?
可能他有,但是我从属灵的眼光来看,除非他为着神,没有意义的。
But perhaps there is, but from our perspective, from my perspective, if there's no spiritual goal, then it will be without meaning.
我们最近东南亚成立这个有一个志工训练。
Recently in the Southeast Asia, there is this the
volunteer training.
The volunteer training.
有六个长子报名。
There are six ministers. They applied.
一年要训练六个月。
That for 1 year, they have to be trained for 6 months.
连续要训练三年。
Continuously for 3 years.
我看这个六个长子里面。
And then I observe these six ministers.
有的五十几岁。
Some of them are 50 some years old.
有的六十几岁。
Some are 60 some years old.
但是他们已经有一个觉悟。
But they have this recognition.
要重新装备自己，在属灵的这一块土地上有一个理想来奋斗。
They need to re-equip themselves. So that they can strive for some goals in this spiritual land.
这个方向是正确的。
That kind of direction is correct.
这个是至好的追求。
That is the pursuit of the best.
最近我到一个地方去。
Recently, I went to this certain place.
我看到有一个信徒。
I discovered this member.
他本来在大学在教书的。
At first, he was teaching in the college.
哎，忽然间看到他在读这个啊神学研究所。
And all of a sudden, he wants to study in the theological seminary.
这是两年的那个 program.
This is a two-year program.
我相信这个弟兄一定要经过一番的思考。
I believe that this brother must have gone through a period of thinking.
这是一个很大的决定。
That is a very a big determination.
因为当我们要对神有更好的服事。
Because when we want to have a better servitude toward the Lord,
更好的装备。
We need to have better. We need to be better equipped.
所以他这样做是一个预备，要在更好的服事上。做一个准备。
So he is willing to do this because he's willing to equip himself to serve the Lord better.
有一次我去拜访一个外教会的长老。
One time I went to visit this elder in another denomination.
他年纪比我轻了。
He is actually in fact younger than me.
其实他是真耶稣教会的信徒。
That he used to be a member of the True Jesus Church.
但是在我们教会呢，求不到圣灵，很失望，后来都要跑到外教会去了。
Because he could not pray, he could not receive the Holy Spirit. Therefore, he went to another church.
啊，真耶稣教会没有用他，他在外教会当长老。
And the True Jesus Church did not use him, but in another church, he was an elder.
啊，他在一个公司里面其实也很忙碌。
And he serves also. He works in a company, and he is also very busy.
但是他说他现在在神学院进修。
But he said that now he is trying to cultivate himself in a theological seminary.
我问他你要读多久？他说三年。
I asked him how long it would take. He said 3 years.
他有 full time job, 专职全职的工作。
He has a full time job.
但是他一直在神学上要努力去进修。
But he wants to learn in terms of the theology.
他说那个教会啊，中国人的部门有三百多个人。
He said that in his church, Chinese portion alone, there's 300 people.
他就是负责在照顾那一个部分。
And he was in charge to take care of that membership.
甚至他去感觉到不足，所以他需要进修。
And he felt that he was inadequate, therefore he wants to learn more.
我们很希望神能够再带领这个信徒回来。
And we are also very willing that the Lord will lead this member back to our church.
但是当一个人想要追求最好的时候
，But when a person is willing to pursue after the best,
我们的人生就变成很有意义。
Then at that time, that person's life will become very meaningful.
人生的价值就在这里。
That is the value of one's life.
所以人生的价值不是别人告诉你是什么。
So the value of one's life does not depend on what other people tell you.
是我们要问神，你要我做什么。
We need to ask God, what do you want us to do?
人生的目的不能够在神的以外去寻找。
The purpose of life cannot be found apart from God.
因为人是神所造的。
Because human beings are created by God.
所以我们所要羡慕的生活。
Therefore, the life that we need to admire.
不是到了一定程度之后不必工作，到处闲荡，所谓享受。
It is not that we reach a stage of life where we have no longer need to work, we can enjoy our life and travel anywhere.
人生真的值得羡慕的是，我们到了今生没有需要忧虑的时候，我们有一个属灵的理想。
The ideal life is that on this life, if there's nothing we need to worry about, then we need to have this pursue and goal in the spiritual pursuit.
全力投入。
That we can fully pull into this kind of spiritual pursuit.
对神的工作有贡献。
To offer ourselves toward the work of God.
这是亚伯兰在漂泊的人生的第一个原则。
So this is the first principle of Abraham in this in his wandering life.
从次好的追求最好的。
From the pursuit of the second best into the pursuit of the best.
第二个。
Secondly,
在亚伯拉罕的这个漂泊的生活当中，我们发现他有一个很重要原则。
In his life, we discover he has this very important principle.
就是施比受更有福。
That is that he discovered it is more blessed to give than to receive.
亚伯拉罕一生有几次付出
？In Abraham's life, there are several times that he gave.
但是他每一次付出。神都向他显现，而且神都祝福他。
And every time that he gave, God appeared to him and God blessed him.
付出 是一种成熟的表现。
To give is a sign of maturity.
我记得初期的工人到非洲去。
I remember early on, the worker when they went to Africa.
看他们很可怜。
That they are quite pitiful.
要回家以前，衣服也脱掉，皮带也给他，只剩下一套衣服回来。
That before they return, they will give them their outer garment, their belt, everything they have, other than the clothes that they need to return.
结果第二次去，没有一个人感谢，大家在埋怨，为什么你那个皮带给他不给我？为什么那个衣服给他不给我？
And yeah, the second time is when they return, the people will complain that why do you give that person your belt but not mine, and why do you, but not me, but why do you give the other person a clothes but not for me?
那我们到奈及利亚去啊，那个住的地方离开那个河流啊，大概2公里。
And when we went to Nigeria, the place where we live, is about 2 kilometers from the river.
那开始啊，你要洗澡要付钱的，哎，一点钱给他，小孩子就帮你提水。
And in the beginning, when we need to take shower, we need to have water, and we need to give the little children money, and then they will give us water.
这是什么真耶稣教会？
So what kind of true Jesus church is this?
但是感谢主，后来他们渐渐成长。
But thank God that gradually they have grown up.
再来，你洗澡不要钱了。
And later, when we need to shower, we don't need to give money.
哇，再来，你他们有的就会拿一个鸡蛋来，有拿两个橘子来。
Sometimes they will bring an egg or some oranges.
那这个一个鸡蛋其实是美金都一毛钱、啊、
And in fact, one egg probably costs 10 cents US dollar.
但是从那个很小的动作，你就知道他们在成长。
But from their very small deeds, we can discover that they are growing.
因为他们懂得给予。
Because they understand that they need to give.
懂得付出。
They know that they have to give out.
这个是一个成熟的表现。
This is the sign of maturity.
那亚伯兰第一个付出是什么？
What is the first giving of Abraham?
好，我们看这个13章
Chapter 13,
第八节
Verse 8.
亚伯兰就对罗德说，你我不可相争，你的牧人跟我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。亚伯兰说，我们是骨肉。
Abraham said that we are brethren.
他很注重亲情。
He cared very much about the relationship.
那本来两个人很好。
At first, they were all very good together.
但是从埃及得到一些财物以后，两个反而住不下来。
But after they received some wealth from Egypt, they could not stay together anymore.
所以仆人就开始相争。
The servants they began to have quarrels.
那要怎么来解决这个问题呢？
So how did he resolve his problem?
第九节。
Verse 9.
亚伯兰说，遍地不在你面前吗？
That the whole land is before you.
你离开我。
Please separate from me.
你向左，我就向右；你向右，我就向左。
If you take left, then I go right. If you go right, I'll go left.
就是你先选。
That is you go first.
罗德是下辈，但是为着我们这个骨肉亲情保得住，你先选。
The Lot was the younger generation, but because we want to preserve our good relationship, therefore you pick first.
那11节，罗德选择最好的。
So then 11 said that the Lot picked the best.
那一块地好像伊甸园一样。
Because that land he chose was like the Garden of Eden.
就是索多玛。
That is the land of Sodom.
那对亚伯兰呢，留下次好的给他。
And then he left for Abraham the second best.
今天我们能够忍受这样的结果吗？
Today, can we endure this kind of choices?
但是圣经没有讲亚伯兰一句怨言。
But then Bible did not say that Abraham complained about anything.
那将亚伯兰施给，让罗德先选。
So when Abraham gave up, allowed Lot to choose first.
14节开始，罗德神就向亚伯兰显现。
Verse 14, God appeared to Abraham.
叫他看。
Told him to take a look.
看到的我都要给你。
And that whatever you see, I will give to you.
叫他起来走。
And tell him to get up and walk.
你走过的我都要给你。
Wherever he reached, God will give to him.
所以我们今天有一个很重要的原则。
Therefore today in life, we have this principle.
就是义跟利
，That is
righteousness
and wealth or profit.
人常常为利在拼。
Most of the time, we work hard for profit.
连亲兄弟也变仇人。
And even our own brethren will become our enemy.
因为体会现实生活钱的重要。
Because we discover the reality of money.
其实，如果一个人懂得施给、让步。
But if a person knows to give up,
表面上他是损失
Superficially, it may seem that he has lost.
但是你长久之际，你发现，如果神站在你这边，你绝对是得到。
But in a long-term kind of view, if God is standing on your side, you have gained.
所以这是一个人生漂泊当中很重要的原则。
So this is a very important principle in the wandering life.
不要为着利忘记义。
Do not because of profit that we forget about righteousness.
就是什么是神认为对的。
That is, what is the things that God deems right?
不是法律认为对的。
It is not the things that the laws deems right.
不是别人告诉你认为对的。
It is not the things that when other people tells you that is right.
是什么认为神对的，你去做吧。
It is whatever that God thinks is right, and we do them.
那你就有福气了。
Then we'll be blessed.
好，那亚伯兰后来呀，就去救罗德。
Later on, Abraham will try to save Lot.
这可以是付出。
This is also to give.
付出他的劳力。
To give his labor.
付出他的生命的危险。
To give up to put himself in danger.
因为他真的爱罗德。
Because he truly loved Lot.
结果他这样做了以后，有什么结果呢？
So after he have done so, what's the result?
十七节。
Verse 17.
十四章十七节。
Chapter 14, verse 17.
这回来的时候啊，就有一个王在迎接他，十八节。
Verse 18,
就是撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒来迎接他。
This king of Salem came back to welcome him when he returned.
结果他为亚伯兰祝福。
And then he blessed Abraham.
其实那个撒冷王就是他无父无母无族谱，其实就是神啊。
In fact, this king of Salem, he has no father, no mother, no genealogy. He is in fact God.
他这一次付出回来，神跟他祝福。
So this time he gave up and he returned and God blessed him.
因为这件事情神看是对的。
Because God see that what he have done was right.
所以他付出，神就给他祝福。
So when he gave up, God blessed him.
所以我们在今生啊，这个一定很重要，有一定要跟人分享我们有的。
And so today in this life, very importantly, what we have, we have to share with others.
那神就会给我们更多。
And then God will give us more.
因为这是神喜悦的事情。
Because this is pleasing to God.
那到了十七章。
To chapter 17.
十七章。
Chapter 17.
二十二章。
Chapter 22.
好，这个二十二章是最大的一次付出。
Chapter 22 here was the greatest sacrifice.
我们看第二节。
Verse 2.
神说，带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所喜爱的以扫，往摩利亚地去。将在那里将我所指示身上把它献为燔祭，神要叫亚伯兰献以撒。
And God told Abraham to offer Isaac.
他特别说是你独生的儿子，是你所爱的。
And he specially mentioned that this is your only son whom you love.
独生的就是你献上去，你就没有了。
Your only son, if you offered it, you will be without any son.
你所爱的就是你的心跟他是连在一起的。
The whom you love, that is your heart, is jointed with him.
所以献上去，这是你心里面好像刀子在割那种痛苦。
So to sacrifice this is like piercing the heart.
这是最困难的付出。
This is the most difficult giving.
来看看亚伯拉罕的心中谁最重要。
To see who is the most important in the heart of Abraham.
结果亚伯拉罕第二天就出门。
And second day, Abraham left.
走了三天的路程。
After 3 days of journey,
为什么要走三天的路程？
Why does it take 3 days?
因为让他有三天去思考，
so that he can think about this for 3 days.
你每走一步路，你就离开你的儿子的时间越来越近了。
Every step you take, the time where you have to depart from your beloved, your son, is closer.
你爱神不错，
you love God, it's true.
但是真的吗？
But is that true?
让你用头脑去思考三天。
Allow him to think about it for 3 days.
这是爱的决定，但这不是冲动的决定。
This is the showing of love, but not a showing of a rush decision.
这是理性的。
This is with reason.
那就在亚伯兰动刀要杀他儿子的时候。
So at the moment when Abraham lift up the knife to kill his son,
他没有失掉他的儿子。
He did not lose his son.
他得回他的儿子。
He regained his son.
结果神向他显现。
And then God appeared to him.
赐福给他，天上的福，地上的福。
gave him the blessings of the heavens and also of earth.
摩利亚山，这个是神所预备的山。
The mountain Moriah, it is a mountain of preparation of God.
要怎么体会到神必预备呢？
How do we experience that God shall prepare?
如果你愿意为着神付出，
If you are willing to give up our things for God,
神要你什么，你都愿意给他。
Whatever God wants of us, we are willing to give him.
安息日，神要你就给他。
Sabbath, God wants it, so we give it to him.
十一捐神要你就给他。
Our tithing, God wants it, we give it to him.
教会盖会堂需要你就给他。
If we need to have construction in a church, the church has need, we give it to the church.
天上的福，地上的福就要赐给我们。
Then the blessing of heaven and the blessing of earth shall be poured down to us.
今天有时候为什么我们体验很少恩典呢？
So today that we experience a little blessing from God.
因为我们付出太少。
It is because we have given up so little.
这是亚伯拉罕的原则。
This is a principle of Abraham.
施比受更有福。
More blessed to give than to receive.
他得到很多。
He received many.
他体验很多。
He experienced much.
其实他是两手空空到迦南地的。
In fact, that he reached the land of Canaan with empty hands.
他住了几年，什么都有。
But after a few years, he had everything.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他懂得付出。
Because he knows that he need to give.
一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
阿门。休息。
Let us take a brief rest.